BP announced today that a leak from one of its North Slope production wells was stopped at 3:35 a.m. State regulators don't yet have an estimate for how much oil and gas was released from the well. The cause of the incident is still unknown. The well was spewing both gas and crude oil when BP first noticed the leak on Friday morning. State and federal regulators say the well stopped spraying oil on Saturday. The well continued venting natural gas until it was killed Monday morning by pumping salt water down the hole. The initial response took place during the challenging weather conditions, according to Suzanne Skadowski with the Environmental Protection Agency.
It has continued to be very cold, and there have been pretty significant winds, 20 to 30 miles an hour, upwards of 40 and 50 miles an hour.
But Skadowski says the main challenge was the well itself. Two separate leaks had formed, and the well had risen 3 to 4 feet out of the ground. This caused a pressure gauge to break off, which hindered efforts to kill the well. BP employees were forced to leave the pad during the incident. No injuries were reported. Regulators are investigating the leak's impact on the environment, but an initial overflight indicated the crude spray didn't reach the nearby tundra. Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission Chair Kathy Forrester says her agency will observe the leak investigation, but there's not yet any evidence that BP did something wrong.
We have no reason to believe that BP did anything that was regulatorily non-compliant. We have no reason to believe that human error was involved. We just don't know.
Forrester says at the time of the incident, the well was producing about 300 barrels of oil per day. The well is located about 5 miles from the Dead Horse Airport, and the nearest community, New Ixit, is approximately 50 miles west of the pad.